Soundstripe.
Hey, you guys, welcome to That's Relatable. My name is Brooke. For those of you who haven't been here before, welcome. This is basically just a fun little show I do to kind of dish on all the things I struggle with, things that I, have been through, and not just me, but things that other people have gone through as well. So, yeah, we come here, we word vomit on all of our struggles, and then we find a lot of comfort and encouragement knowing that other people are going through the same thing with us. So today is, oh my gosh, it's a topic that I like resonate with so much right now, and it's this topic of self-sabotaging. And it's something that truly I didn't even know I was going to talk about until literally today, like earlier on today. I was at work and just kind of talking to one of my coworkers about this whole podcast thing and just kind of going through like some of my insecurities and being like, what am I doing? Like, is this such a lame thing? Am I making a fool of myself? And really just kind of having a moment where I'm thinking, oh my gosh, am I in over my head? I feel like a dummy. Like, maybe I'm just like making a fool out of myself. And I was just kind of like disclosing all of these insecurities and just getting all shy and just stupid and weird. That's not me. If you know me, I'm a super like extroverted person. I would say I'm fairly confident. Like, I don't really always struggle those ways, but don't get me wrong. Like, I have my moments where I'm like, what the crap? I feel like a freaking idiot. And I was definitely having one of those moments. And so, in that moment where we were just kind of talking things over, I was like, gosh, this is actually like the perfect thing to discuss and bring to the table, because this is such a real thing that I think there's almost a little bit of embarrassment around. I deal with that, I know anyways, where as soon as I feel like I am in over my head, I almost try to like hide it and quiet it down and like don't let people know, like kind of fake it till you make it. And I'm thinking, well, why am I doing that? Because there's so many people who probably deal with the same thing. And so instead of faking it and acting like that's not real, like why not shed some light on it and bring a little bit of encouragement? So that's where I'm at right now. It's just this weird sort of awkward like situation that happens whenever we find ourselves, pushing towards a new goal or looking to achieve something new or big or something that we've really been wanting to do. It's like as soon as we get things lined up and things are going in our direction or like the way that we want them to go, it's like everything then starts to go downhill. Sometimes it's inflicted by our own securities. And then sometimes it's like this weird coincidence that feels like the universe is just like against us. Like as soon as things feel like they're going in the right direction, everything just backfires. Like everything just kind of throws off and goes off tilt. And so, that's the bulk of what I want to talk about. And I guess through this experience and through really just like being in and out of these self-sabotaging battles, like multiple times, like I've been talking about it today with my coworker, but like, this is nothing new. Like I've dealt with these sorts of like, these self-sabotaging incidences before. But now I'm just really like facing them and actually like acknowledging them. So here are the first few things that I've learned to be true, or things that I'm learning to be true. And the biggest one being that God puts certain desires in our hearts for a reason. Like, I fully believe that to my core. There are things that I have felt literally since I was like a little kid. And I know it sounds so stupid, but my example in particular, is that I have always felt like I'm called to just love on people, which sounds so stupid and cheesy. Like, I remember being so frustrated trying to go into college straight out of high school and feeling like, I just want to love people. I just want to help people. And I just want to love people. And that was like the basics of what I feel or what I have felt at that time too. And so I was going into college thinking, all right, well, how do I love on people? How do I help people? And so initially, like, I was going for a teaching degree. I started my college career with my calc classes and my upper math level classes and all the things. And then into that first year, I kind of talked myself out of it. Oops, self-sabotaging. Hi, here we are. And I went into a different direction. So I thought, okay, well, how else can I help people? And so that's where I went into this medical field. I don't like nursing. I'm too much of a wimp when I see blood. Like, it's not for me. And next best is probably dental hygiene. And so that's how I went into the dental hygiene field. Because I thought, well, heck, I guess freaking cleaning teeth is still somehow helping people. Woo! So in my mind, I was like, okay, I could justify that and be like, let's go for dental hygiene. And I'll still be like fulfilling this want inside of me that is just there in my DNA of just wanting to help and love people. oof, spoiler alert, this is not that episode, but spoiler alert, I go back to teaching. And so that was the first little taste of what I mean when I say there's a specific desire put in my heart for as long as I can remember. So the first thing I feel like is important to acknowledge is the fact that God puts those reasons and those desires in our heart because we are specifically put on earth to do something that is important that no one else is capable of doing. Like we have a specific assignment, a specific job that we are meant to be doing, and that is an intricate part of who we are. Like that's who we are formed to be. So in my case, and I think in a lot of our cases, like whatever you have in your gut that you can't stop thinking about, that's it's part of who you are. Like that in my perspective, like I truly believe that is, or in my opinion, I truly believe that is something that God like purposely does. Like he is wiring you to do what he has set out for you. Now, some of us will be in that battle and say, well, what the heck is that for me? Like, I don't know what I'm good at. I don't know what I should be doing. That's when I ask, well, what's weighing heavy on your heart? Like what is something that you think is an intricate part of who you are? What is a core value of who you are? What is something that you think about like day in and day out and like something that you're really goal oriented around? That would be what your passion is, what your desire is, what your goal is, or what you should work on pursuing. So anyways, to this day, like I still feel that in my core of just like, I'm called to love people and hopefully just boost people up and like make people laugh. And I just want to be a light. And I know sometimes I can be a grumbly little whiny little gremlin and I'm not all rainbows and butterflies 24/7. That's for sure. But I just know that the goal of who I am as a person is to just shed some light. Like that's truly what I try to do. And so once you can acknowledge what drives your spirit and what you don't waver on, that's what you're meant to do. So once you figure out like, okay, I know for sure that I'm meant to do A, B, or C, whatever it is that you feel like is in your gut that you've always been part of or what's always been a part of you, the next step is like, how do you implement those gifts and those desires? And for me, that's why I knew I had to change my career back to teaching because I knew that as much as I felt like I was helping people in dental hygiene, like, people don't care about their teeth, believe it or not. You should. That's just my little side plug for my fellow dental hygienists. But believe it or not, a lot of people don't care about their teeth. And so it was such like a redundant, just like insignificant feeling for me, even though I know that I'm truly like benefiting someone's health. They don't take that. I mean, I guess I should say they do take that for granted. Like a lot of people were not like lifted up by that. And some of you probably laugh like, well, duh, who's going to get all pumped up by teeth cleaning? And I get that. But to me, like, it was just so defeating to be like, gosh, I'm trying to like lift people up and love people and like encourage and help people. And like, this just ain't it. Like, I'm just not getting that out there correctly. And so because I wasn't living up to what is like solely planted in my soul, what's a part of who I am, it was just so like insignificant. It was such like a, like it was strictly a job. Like dental hygiene was just strictly a job for me because I wasn't actually achieving what I felt like I was supposed to be out here doing. That's why I love teaching so much though, is because not only is it like a fun job for me, like I personally just like enjoy it, but I have the satisfaction in my soul and in my core of just knowing that I am doing what I feel like I'm set out to do. Like I am driven by hopefully encouraging people and just being a happy person for them. So I'm already rambling, but what I'm trying to say is once you have your gifts and your goals and you feel like you have an idea of what you're supposed to be doing with your life and you're achieving something, you're pursuing something, it's like as soon as you get those goals and God's will and your vision, everything set out, everything takes a turn because it's like you've done all the prep to set yourself up for this new goal or to work towards something. And now in that moment, like you become susceptible to all the cases of sabotage. And so, like I said previously, one way that you're going to see self-sabotage, if you haven't already, maybe you can relate to this. One way that you're going to see self-sabotage or that you could see self-sabotage is through your insecurities. And that was me like crazy today. You'll have these weak moments of what the heck am I doing? Like, I feel like an idiot. I'm way in over my head. I'm dreaming way too big. I'm unqualified. Which, side note, there's no such thing of being unqualified if God's calling you to something. That's just my little tidbit there. Like, he will never call you to something and leave you unqualified. If you're there, you're there for a reason. And I'm not trying to ramble and go completely off topic, but I see that. That came to full, like, what is the word? Fruition? I don't even know. Like, I just saw that play out in my head and in my life. No, not even in my head, just literally in my life, where I was a dental hygienist called into teaching and completely unqualified. And there he was putting me in a completely different career. And I'm doing it. I've done it. And kids are learning and things are great. And so, anyways, you're going to start having these weak self-sabotaging moments of, what the heck am I doing? I'm in over my head. And I promise you, those insecurities are not real. Like, even me, myself, I know that when I'm starting to have those weak moments of, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. Oh my gosh, what's happening? I'm freaking out. Like, I know to my core, that's not real. Those are not real things. Those are strictly insecurities. And again, I'm going to get a little bit, like, religious on my views, and say that there's a reason that the devil works so hard to convince you not to do something. Like, there is a reason that he does not want you to pursue the goals that you are trying to pursue. You're acting on the exact God-given gifts that you have. Like, of course he does not want that to happen. So if you're starting to pursue something and you're excited about it and it's happening, and then you hit the brakes and all these spiraling thoughts come to your head of, oh my gosh, I'm an idiot. Yeah, that's strictly being used against you by the devil. And I know I'm getting all, people are going to be like, oh, bro, come on. But seriously, like, I truly believe those insecurities are being played against you to convince you not to do something that you were meant to do. You were strictly giving those gifts for a reason. You're meant to do them. Okay. So there's that side of it. But if I'm being honest, like, there's also a little bit of, like, satisfaction that comes with the self-sabotaging sometimes. Like, sometimes we're slightly relieved when we hear those self-sabotaging thoughts, because we automatically are like, okay, you're right, I'm an idiot, I'm gonna stop. And we're forced back into our comfort zone, and we just fall back into that, and we're like, okay, whew, what a relief, I almost made myself look like an idiot. And so we go back into this little corner where we're in our comfort zone, but we're bored, or we're not achieving what we want to, or we're just living a mundane, lame life. And so we find relief in the fact that we don't have to put ourselves out there because that's uncomfortable. But then we're also back to square one, where we're like, gosh, dang it. Like, this is the life I'm going to live. I'm not going to be able to achieve my goals because I'm going to continuously convince myself I'm not able to, or I'm not worthy of it, or I'm incapable. That's exactly the spot that the devil wants you. I fully believe that. And like I said, I cringe every time I start talking about my beliefs. So just bear with me if you can hear, like, the cringe just, like, seeping into my voice. Like, but I truly believe that. So as soon as you start feeling those reasons, you have to be able to identify them and say, oh, wait, this is not legit. Like, I'm capable. I'm here for a reason. I'm called here for a reason. And I'm not going to let myself convince myself otherwise. I'm not going to talk myself out of the cool things I'm about to do. And as a side note, like, we get backed into that corner of being in our comfort zone. Like, that's not the place to be, guys. We are not meant to be mediocre. Okay. We're not here to live a mediocre life. Okay. That's not it. So if you're living right now in the habits of a boring, uneventful life, like, it's time to get things up and moving. Like, you don't have to stay bored. You don't have to stay like, oh, great, this is my life. I work a 9-to-5. I go home. I lay on the couch and I get up and I do it again. Whoa, barf. Like, that ain't it. We're not here for that. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant or dramatic where you're moving across the world and doing crazy jobs. But, like, there's more to life than just being bored and being in a comfort zone. I believe, like, even in our everyday mundane lives, like, God will call us to different spots, even in the everyday life, for us to, like, move and for cool things to happen if we're just, like, receptive to that. And the one verse that I do really like is Matthew 7:7, and it says, ask and it'll be given to you, seek and you will find it, knock and the door will be open. Like, you have to ask, seek, and find. Like, you have to look, you have to put the effort into it, is what it's basically saying. You can't just be like, okay, I guess I'm going through the motions and this is just what life is. Well, don't go through the motions. Stir it up a little bit. Do something fun. Like, figure it out. You have to ask, seek, knock, all the things. You're constantly digging and looking for more. Where can you make things exciting? Where can you pursue these goals? What should you go for next? Don't just sit and be stagnant. Okay, so there's one option. You're going to see self-sabotage and the insecurities that you say to yourself internally. But then this is the weird one. This is the weird sabotage where you're going to start noticing that, like, literally, like I said earlier, like it's almost like the whole universe is just working against you. Like things just aren't going my way. Like I just got this cool goal set up, or this, I'm trying to make up a scenario right now, but let's say you just applied for this really cool position that you really wanted and you're excited about it. And just in that same time, like, oh great, now you came down with a cold and the kids are going through a sleep regression and other obligations set in, and you just convince yourself, well, crap, now's just not the time. Like this could have been cool. This could have been awesome, but now's just not the time. Everything's just picking up and life is getting crazy. Okay. That is not a way to convince yourself out of something too. And I think a lot of times we get confused and we think, oh, this is God's way of saying this is just not meant for me to do. Like, this is just not meant for me. But I recently heard this quote from a pastor out in California, I think it is, on a podcast that I listen to. I don't know how to say her name. I think they said she was like born in Nigeria. But her name is Stephanie like Ike or something like that. And anyways, I heard this really cool quote that I think of often, and she says, whenever you feel like your assignments or your desires or your goals are changing due to circumstances, so as if, like in this scenario, let's say this job that you're pursuing or you applied for that you really wanted, and now all of these things start happening and, oh, the kids are sick and blah, 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 all these things keep happening. Well, guess what? Just because these circumstances are happening, that does not change your desires. Like that should not change your assignment or your goal. Okay, that's not changing, because God is not a reactive God. Like he knows what's going to happen. He knows that your kids are going to get sick the same day that you're going to apply for this job. He knows that maybe your car is going to break down and you're going to have you're going to get a flat tire on the way to work. Like he knows all the things that are going to happen, and you're still supposed to pursue those goals and those desires anyway. Like, I hope that makes sense. This is the only downside to having a podcast without having an interaction to know if this is actually like hitting home, if I'm communicating this well. But the shorthand of it is again, just because your circumstances seem wild and crazy and out of control at the time, like that's not always a sign that you're supposed to do something different and go in a different route. Let me just ask you this. If you've spent time praying and asking God to reveal his will for you and whatever, you really like have sat and you've tried to figure out what goals you want to have or what desires you have that you know like you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't pursued them. Like if you know to your core where you are called, why would you ever let yourself be convinced otherwise due to circumstances? Like sometimes things are going to go crazy. And again, I think there's like a way bigger spiritual warfare going on than what we like even acknowledge. Like I think sometimes all of that is used against us to prevent us to getting where we're supposed to go. And maybe half the battle for this is you even thinking, well, what is this? Well, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to even be doing in the first place. Well, I feel you on that, because that was the biggest struggle I had. But this is my thought process on it. If you have a desire set in your heart and you know, like I keep saying, it's a desire. Maybe it's something as simple as like you want to learn how to cook, or you want to open your own restaurant. You want to maybe you want to apply for a new job. Maybe you want to volunteer at a new position. Like whatever that desire is, if it's something that you are thinking about all the time and you just can't get it out of your head, it's really something you've been thinking about, it's just like constantly in the back of your mind, and it's, yeah, you're just continuously having it on your mind. Well, that should be kind of like a hint of the direction to go. Like play off of that, roll with that. And another way I look at it is I'll say this prayer of, okay, God, like I'm assuming that because this desire is so strong on my heart, like I'm going to pursue this. And if it's not in your will, if this is not for me to do, like literally take it away this very second. And that's fine. At least I know it's not for me. But otherwise, I'm going to pursue it and thank you in advance, knowing that this is what you want me to do. This is where you want me to go. And so if you can kind of keep that perspective and just fully trust that, like, hey, if this genuinely is not what God wants me to do, like he will remove it fully and completely without any hesitation. Like that's totally fine. As long as you're like asking for him to do that, he will absolutely do that. He doesn't want you to pursue things that are not in his will. So also take that kind of faith-based approach where you're not totally like, oh, I hope I'm making the right choice. Like make the choice, make the decision, go after it 110%, and trust that if that is genuinely not what you're supposed to do, it will be stopped. And there's nothing that you can do to pursue it. Like that will completely come to an end. And if you find peace in knowing that, then it'll allow you to go 10 times harder after your goal or after whatever you're trying to pursue. Oh, I don't know, you guys. Like I already said, I think there's just way more of like a spiritual warfare going on. I know I probably sound like a freaking wackadoodle to some of you guys, but I think like these obstacles and these like I don't know, these things we have to overcome, like they're there strategically to try and revert us back into like our comfort zone where we're not supposed to be. Like, get out, get uncomfortable, do things that are exciting and new and weird and freak you out. Those are the fun things that you want to do. And like, also, this is where I get super like inspirational in my own head. And I think to myself, okay, why would the devil be working so hard to prevent me from getting to from a point A to point B? Like, why would he prevent me or try to prevent me? Why is he trying to like interfere with me getting to where I want to go so bad? Is it because he knows I could be really freaking awesome here? Is it because I'm like a threat? Because that's just like firing me up more to make sure I get it done. So if you think about it in that perspective too, like, chances are I could probably kick butt in this freaking field. So I need to go after it 10 times harder, knowing that maybe every sort of obstacle and resistance will come towards me because I could be that much of a threat. Like, ooh, doesn't that light you up a little bit? Like, I kind of get pumped up. I'm over here like just like pumping myself up. Hopefully that does it for you too. But another thing I think about is like, it's insane to me that we fully have every single capability needed specifically for us to succeed where we are called to go. Like, you don't need anything else. You don't need any other training. You don't need any other whatever to achieve what God has set out for you to achieve. Like, literally, he has put that in you. And if you can rely on that, dude, you're going to be freaking unstoppable. Isn't that the coolest thing to think? But here's also the scary part of it. Like, what if someday, and now this is my head spiraling, just listen, just trust me, okay? What if someday you get to heaven and God starts showing you like all the things that you were supposed to do, like all the achievements, all the cool things, all the like successes that you were supposed to have, and you have none of them? And what if he's like, dude, this was what I wanted. This was how fun your life was supposed to be. This was how cool this things were going to be for you. And you got none of them. And it's all because you kept yourself in this comfort zone and you kept believing the lies that you were telling yourself. You kept believing the insecurities that you were telling yourself. And you kept falling victim to all the circumstances that were being thrown at you. Like, you didn't follow through because you were just a wimp. Ooh, does that hurt a little bit? Maybe it should, but please take that in a nice way. Because truly, like, wouldn't that suck to think, oh my gosh, like, I was meant to have such a cool freaking life, and I was a dud because I was a wimp and I was scared. Like, ain't nobody got time for that. Come on, like, snap out of it a little bit. I needed that talk for myself today. Like, the talk I'm giving to you guys right now is the talk I needed to slap me in the face today, which it finally did, thank goodness. I needed to, like, snap out of it. But you guys are meant to live in confidence of knowing that it don't matter who comes in my way, what happens, how many flat tires I get, if the dog poops on the floor as I'm trying to walk at the door and I'm going to be late for work. Like, it doesn't matter, because literally whatever you pursue in God's will, like, that will help happen if you can do it with confidence and trusting that, like, he'll get you there. But again, if you're not a Christian, you're still welcome here. I'm going to continuously like reference my beliefs. So please don't like get turned off by that. Yeah, it is what it is. Okay. I'm a Christian. You're going to hear it in this podcast. Sorry, not sorry. So anyways, if you take that kind of mindset and really hold on to it, I truly believe that that helps us become almost like invincible. Like, we really become we become more capable than what we even think. Like, we become invincible to these self-sabotaging moments where we are continuously trying to convince ourselves not to do cool things. Like, don't let yourself fall into that. Because again, you have every stinking ability needed to succeed in the desires that you have. And again, really think back to what drives you. What do you love to do? Do you love interior design? Do you love to work out? Do you love to work with people? Do you love to do health stuff? Do you love to work with the body? Like, there is something that I believe in every single person that you truly love to do and you desire to do. Like, I believe wholeheartedly God puts those desires in us. Like, pursue that and run after that and go full force at it. And you guys are going to be so much happier with your life too. You don't have to work a boring 9-to-5. And I mean, maybe you like your boring 9-to-5. Cool. Like, I'm just speaking for those of us who feel like we're stuck in the mundane. We try to achieve these goals, and then as soon as we get close to doing something really cool, we talk ourselves out of it. We become too scared, or we just fall a victim to a lot of the crap that happens in our lives. So I hope this was your pick-me-up as far as like, shake that stuff off. Like, we don't have time to eat that stuff up. Like, we are here to do cool things. Let's freaking do it. Like, let's not just let ourselves be so scared. I just hope you don't talk yourself out of the awesome things that you guys are here and called to achieve. Like, the goals that you have to pursue and the desires, they're yours for a reason. Like, just remember to seek, ask, and knock I said that backward. Ask, seek, and knock. And like, you're going to figure it out. But what you're not going to do is achieve those goals when you continuously allow yourself to talk yourself out of it. And like I said, that's why I'm showing up here today late. Because I was almost convincing myself, like, oh my gosh, I'm just shy. I'm embarrassed. I don't know what I'm doing. And I was just having that weak moment of thinking, oh my gosh, I look like a loser. And you know what? The fact of the matter is, maybe I do look like a loser to some of you guys, but truly, I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, for whatever reason, if it's five people listening, I don't know, don't care. Maybe I'm helping five people. That's five people more than I did. Right. And so that's my perspective of just like, you know what, screw this. We can't let our insecurities run our whole life. And so I hope you guys can take that little tidbit with you today, wherever you are, whatever insecurities you're dealing with, wherever you're kind of talking yourself out of, just know that no, you guys are meant to be in that specific spot for a reason. So, hey, thank you guys so much for listening to me ramble. I feel like I'm actually out of breath. Did I just talk like 1,010 words per minute? I don't know what just happened. I feel like I just blacked out. So hopefully this resonates with one of you guys, at least someone. If it helps one person, then hey, we're going to talk that up as a win. So I love you guys to pieces. Thank you so much for sitting here and hanging out with me. We'll do this again next time. We'll see you guys. Bye.